Here's a thought I'll title Blind Spots and Habits. Now that I've been photographing for literally decades, there are some subjects and some trends that have become more identifiable with a larger data pool to pull from, particularly now that I can look at essentially all of my digital images in a Lightroom catalog. It's easier to spot things that were buried in archival film boxes back in the analog days. And I've come to realize that there are some subjects and trends that have been repeated over those decades. For example, evidently I find walls irresistible. I can't tell you how many photographs I have that's a picture of a wall and possibly an abstract or some other aspect that captures my attention. Why walls? I have no idea. Chairs must be one of my favorite subjects, if the count of how many photos of them I have is any indication. I'm not aware that I photograph lots of chairs, but when I look at my keywording data, I've got lots and lots and lots of chair photographs. Why? What is there about chairs that I find so fascinating? And by the way, a lot of them are pretty good pictures. A lot of them aren't. But doesn't that make sense that if you photograph something over and over and over again in the course of decades, you're likely to get a few good ones? And indeed, I have some interesting pictures of chairs, even though I'm unaware that they're a favorite subject. Trees and rocks rate high on my list. Of course, it's hard to be a landscape photographer without photographing trees and rocks, so maybe that makes sense. I have absolutely no interest in architecture whatsoever. I've never studied it. I don't know anything about it. But you'd never know that by looking at how many photos I have of buildings. Do I have an interest in architecture that I'm unaware of? Maybe. I can also turn this on its head and look at it from the other point of view, things that I haven't photographed that everybody else seems to do a lot. I have very few photographs of sunsets, almost no photographs of wildlife, a handful of urban street photography, but clearly not enough to do anything interesting with. I have no photographs of sports events. All those are completely missing from my archives. I wonder if they should be. Maybe I should develop a list of what I've never photographed, and maybe that could lead to some interesting thoughts and interesting work. I have this basic assumption that goes along with my gathering assets philosophy that I can just wander around the world and respond to whatever catches my eye. But maybe what catches my eye is a limitation that I need to think about more clearly. Because it seems obvious when I look through my Lightroom catalog that the same things tend to catch my eye over and over again. Maybe to the point of repetition that's unhealthy, and I need to change that. In fact, there are far more things that I have never photographed than there are things that I've photographed intensely, repeatedly. Maybe there's some benefit in breaking out of the predictable, trying something entirely new and different. And perhaps before the season's over, I need to take my camera to a baseball game and try photographing sports, because that's something I've never done. I'm not even sure how to begin that process. But come to think of it, I didn't know how to begin photographing landscapes or walls or chairs either. We learn by doing. And even if I don't learn anything about photographing if I go to a baseball game with my camera, at least I can enjoy the baseball game.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.